Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. In the mid-2000s, a small video game development company known as Clay Entertainment was founded, started up by a former Relic Entertainment developer who wished to create a workplace that allowed for employees to live balanced lives, work normal hours, develop interesting games on a reasonable budget, and price their games fairly yet still allowing for success. Though Clay Entertainment is best known for their games Don't Starve and Oxygen Not Included, I'd like to bring attention to their very first and arguably most overlooked game. In 2006, Clay Entertainment released a quirky puzzle game known as Eats, Hunger is Emotional, on Windows computers, originally via their own website, then was later distributed via the PC gaming platform Steam. True to the game's subtitle, Eats focuses its puzzles around the titular character's emotions. Throughout each level, Eats must navigate around obstacles and collect puzzle pieces to complete a level. However, depending on what mood he's in, he'll traverse the level differently. For instance, Eats being happy is his neutral state, but if Eats is scared, he'll refuse to jump from platforms and run away from enemies. And if Eats gets angry, he'll jump further and will attack any enemy in his path. Also, the player cannot control Eats directly, as he walks across the level completely independently. And so, in order to help guide Eats across each level, the player can place special objects on the level that they can activate at the right time to help Eats in various ways. Exploding mushrooms can launch Eats at an angle, whales can inhale objects that they shoot out from their spout, including Eats himself, chocolate clouds can shoot at enemies to defeat them, or shoot at Eats to make him angry, pigs can send out super pigs to defeat armored enemies or destroy rocks, and special types of edible mushrooms will immediately change Eats' mood accordingly to what mood they represent if he eats them. Despite being a small self-published game, Eats was generally well received by many different reviewers, often praising the game for its unique art style, humour, and its surprisingly challenging difficulty. The game later received a port on the Xbox Live Arcade in 2007, under the title Eats Chowdown, which was essentially the same game but included 120 new levels and a quick reflex action minigame known as Marsho Madness. The original PC version of the game eventually released on Macintosh computers as well in 2010. And then in 2014, Clay Entertainment released a reimagined version of the game, under the title Eats Munchies, featuring a completely overhauled art style, resembling a hand-drawn children's cartoon, as opposed to the original game's hybrid art style with quirky cartoon backgrounds and 3D cel-shaded characters. But with no explanation whatsoever, Clay Entertainment delisted the original version of Eats from storefronts as soon as the reimagined version was released, leading some to speculate that the company may have been embarrassed by the dated quality of their very first game. But regardless of the reason, the original version of Eats cannot be purchased on online storefronts, although it has been preserved online via archival websites. And though I might have only played a demo of the game during my childhood, it was certainly memorable enough for me to look back at fondly. Join me again next time.